This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Joseph Rosenbaum, Big O, do you think free agents will be lining up to play for McDaniel and Fangio together? Joseph, I don't know why free agents would avoid, you know, I don't think that was going to be an issue with or without Fangio anyways. Didn't they get Armstead last year? Didn't they make a move for Tyreek Hill? Didn't they get Connor Williams? Didn't they get Cedric Wilson? I mean, they'll either sign or trade for or acquire, and they'll sign them, and they'll be happy to sign here. I don't think that's an issue, dude. I don't know why anybody would even consider that an issue. Now, does it help to have Fangio? Sure, as long as you fit his defense, and he's not going to really go after anybody. I'll tell you what. Here's something that I do like about the Fangio signing, okay? Obviously, you got one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL, one of the five best. A guy that consistently has one of the top defenses in the league. Those things cannot be argued. Now, you also traded for a guy in Bradley Chubb that he knows very well from his days in Denver and played his best football there at times in Denver, right? He didn't play his best football here. Well, Fangio will know how to use him and get the best out of him, I think, and everybody else on that defense. And then here's the other thing. My favorite part about all of this. What position do they need to improve? Linebacker. And guess who they have now? They have a defensive specialist guru type guy that now will sit there in that war room and he's going to say, I'm looking for this kind of a linebacker. And that's when Chris and Reggie and Marvin, the three-headed monster that runs that organization, will then scour with their guys. They'll come up with a list of guys. They'll hand-pick the film of all the highlights of each guy and lowlights of each guy. And then they'll say, all right, coach, what do you think about these guys for this spot? And now you're going to have Fangio's expertise also help you out in the process. I think that's huge, dude. I think that's enormous. It's great to have him. It's great to have a... If you're going to get rid of Boyer, make sure you bring in somebody at least that is established. I don't want another young guy. That's the thing I didn't want. Because I don't think Boyer did a bad job. I think Boyer did a good job, actually. And if you gave Boyer a healthy secondary, I think he would have done a terrific job overall. And he still did a solid job overall where his team... He gave his team a chance to win every single week. At no point was that defense ever blown out that the offense had no chance to catch up or win a game. None. So to me, I thought he did. So if you're going to fire him, fine. You want to fire him? Hey, man, you inherit him. You want to bring in your own people. But you better go get a Vic Fangio. You better go get a Lovie Smith. You better go get somebody that has been there and done it over and over again. Not another young and up-and-coming guy that's a DB coach here, a linebacker coach there, a co-defensive coordinator, but hasn't called the plays and this, that. What? No. To do that, then you're just putting everything at risk. With Fangio, you inherit a history, a reputation, consistency that players are going to respect. And they've seen it on film. They've watched other players, excel under his system. There are so many things to like about Vic Fangio and the addition, but also the draft part of it. We all know they need a middle linebacker. We all know that they need a guy that can run like the wind from sideline to sideline, make some plays. Fangio now will help you scout that guy. And I think that's an enormous positive, having him there in that mix.